the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And pour those Sazeracs down there on Bourbon Street because the Blue Bloods are coming to town as the Final Four is officially set. And it's kind of boring unless you're into brand name college basketball. But the storied rivalry, Duke-North Carolina, finally going to meet in an NCAA tournament, which I believe has never happened before. And, of course, they're going to do it in the Final Four with all of the backdrop, the Coach K drama, you know, the last dance, yada, yada, yada. And going up against your arch rival is definitely going to be must-see TV and something must to bet on as well. And then on the other side, Lundy's wife's Kansas Jayhawks, as they throttled Miami after the break on Sunday. They will be taking on the wounded Villanova Wildcats, who are down Justin Moore after he unfortunately ruptured his Achilles, and you could see it. Thank God CBS only showed it one time, because once you see that calf pop, you're like, yep, there goes the Achilles, poor guy. Really an indispensable player on that team. So anyway, Lundy, opening lines right now at BetMGM. Kansas laying 4.5. That's up from an open of 3.5 with a total at 132.5. Duke is laying 4.5, and that is up from an open of 4 with a total at 151.5. And if you look at the futures market, it's 5-1 for Carolina to emerge victorious and raise a trophy here in the end this upcoming weekend. It's actually a week from today will be the national title game. And Hubert Davis, I believe the first coach since like the 1980s or 70s that he is taking a team to the Final Four in his very first season. So credit to him. But, man, I kind of like Carolina here at 5-1. You know, it's a story of two different games in the regular season against Duke. And it was, you know, the script was flipped based on where the venue was. The Duke Blue Devils were road warriors going in to the Dean Dome, and they pummeled Carolina in that first game. And then, of course, Duke got the favored return to them by Carolina in Coach K's final game inside Cameron. But I like this Carolina team right now, man. They are not only firing all cylinders offensively, but defensively, they have placed the opposition in a stranglehold, giving up just 0.833 points per possession in the NCAA tournament. Duke still leaky on defense, though Mark Williams has been brilliant around the rim. And that Carolina front line, especially with Amarno Bacot, they can really get a ton of second chance opportunities. So knowing that Duke has also given up close to 36% from distance in this NCAA tournament, I kind of like Carolina here at 5-1 to win the whole damn thing. I think that's good line value there, Lundy. Again, pulling this one from BetMGM.
Well, I mean, it's the best value that's on the board, because I can't bring myself to do it for Nova without more. It's at 4.5-1.
Yep.
Yeah, they're plus 450, I think, is where it sits right now. You know, the Duke and Kansas, that is the matchup that's expected. Both of them at plus odds, but nothing, you know, that you're really going, ooh, look at my pretty payday. I mean, it's not like a St. Peter's at plus, you know, 650. So I think, I mean, the best value, if you want to go with it, is North Carolina. I think it's going to go chalk. I think we're looking at Duke, Kansas in the national championship game a week from tonight. And then it's just a matter of, does Coach K ride off into the sunset a la Peyton Manning, a la John Elway? Or does Bill Self manage to ruin the happy party? That's what I think we're going to be looking at a week from today. But if you want some value, yes, the best thing that you can possibly do on the board is obviously North Carolina at 5-1. And they can beat Duke. We know they can.
Oh, yeah.
For the first two rounds of the tournament, I was telling people I wasn't buying into this Coach K narrative, and now I don't have a choice.
Yeah, it's been crammed down our damn throats, and I'm with you, man. I've had a come-to-Jesus moment. I can't fade Coach K, but I agree. At plus 500, it's worth a little sprinkle on the Tar Heels. With that, let's get to it here on this Manic Monday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lenny, let's drop the puck and make some bucks in the National Hockey League. Put a biscuit into the basket. Let's sound the sirens. Let's get off on the right foot this week, or skate in this case. What do you got for me in the NHL?
I'm just waiting. Do you have any more cliches you want to throw out?
High stick.
We're skating.
Somewhere. Books into the boards.
We're high sticking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whew. You need a deep breath after that one. yesterday, yesterday was very kind to us on the ice. A lot of wins in the NHL. Only five games, though, for tonight to choose from. But there's one, Brad, that I'm going to get seduced by the juice. I will take the Washington Capitals, who will be at home against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, in general, I think when you just examine these two teams, Carolina is the better team. But you know what's crazy? Washington is 3-0 against Carolina this year.
Yeah.
So they have absolutely proven to be the Achilles heel of the Carolina Hurricanes. The Caps just keep beating them for some reason. And the Caps right now I can get at home as a dog on plus 115. So I'm going to roll with it. This is a team that's 9-2-1 in March. And as I said, they've been able to beat Carolina three times already this year. They're scoring against Carolina every time they play them. I'm not saying the wrong team is favored here, but I will take a home dog at plus 115. We'll roll with the Washington Capitals.
Oh, plus odds. Yes, indeed. Get seduced by the juice.
Number four.
All right, let's head to the National Basketball Association at tape time. We just have a smattering of available options in the player props market, but one that immediately caught my eye. Let's go with the Cleveland game. They're hosting the Orlando Magic. Double figure favorites are the Cavs right now in a couple of the books, laying 10, 10.5. Though I saw at DraftKings it's down to 9.5. But regardless, I'm going to live with the land down under on Darius Garland. 2.5 made threes against Orlando. Juiced up a little bit here at MGM at minus 135. But I ain't scared of that juice. Well, you look at Garland and recency bias, it is a hell of a drug. And right now we're crushing and snorting it right now. Under this total in his last six straight games is Garland, who's really struggled splashing buckets through the cylinder from outside. He's jacked 6.5 three-pointers per game here in the month of March. He's averaging just 2.1 makes per contest, shooting 31.8%. Yikes. He did have a triple in the box score of triples against Orlando in the prior matchup back on November 27th. But you look at the month of March, Orlando is actually number 12 and lowest three-point percentage allowed in the NBA, which kind of floored me a little bit. So given the recency and the success of Orlando on the perimeter defense side, given the recency in Garland and his struggles shooting along the arc, and the under, again, on 2.5 main threes comes into focus, though, again, you got to really squeeze every last drop of that juice at minus 135 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
The thing is, he's taken plenty of opportunities. You talked about those last six games. He is 8 for 35 over the course of those last six games. So, yeah, he's you know, averaging 6.5 attempts over the month of March, as you mentioned. But if you look over these last few games, it's just it's ugly. And he's getting plenty of minutes. It's not like he's not making these because he's not out on the court. He's averaging over 41 minutes a game over these last six. He just can't find the bottom of the net from outside the arc. You look at the Chicago game that happened over the weekend, 1 for 7. I mean, that's ugly. That's really ugly numbers. And it, to your point, I would think, oh, it's the Orlando Magic. You can shoot yourself out of a slump. Well, he's had some opportunities to do that here over these last few games, and he's still not doing it. So if Orlando's stepping up their defense, as you just said, over the course of the month of March, then I gotta fade him from outside the arc. He might get two, but I think that's his cap because that's what it's been for the majority of this month.
Stay in that bricklayer's union, Darius Garland. We need a cash on the under.
Number three.
All right, let's go to a first half line, Lundy, for those people that need instant gratification. And I am going to zero in on the Memphis Grizzlies, and I'm going to lay the 6 in that first frame against the Golden State Warriors, the Wounded Warriors, of course, down Steph Curry, who might be back for the playoffs, but I think that is overly optimistic. Minus 110 at FanDuel. Now, you look at Memphis and what they have done in first halves against the competition. It is a Will Smith-esque slap to the face of the opposition, insert meme here, because they're just flowing out repeatedly right now after that stunning moment at the Oscars last night. And credit to Chris Rock, by the way, for absorbing the contact. I was highly impressed, maybe more so about that, and him continuing to just rifle off quips afterwards. What a moment in the night of television, and what a moment's going to be, hopefully, for my bankroll with the Grizz. Number one in net efficiency rating over first halves in the month of March. That is what Memphis is, netting 1.225 points per possession, giving up just 1.016. They really get out of the gates fast, and Golden State, as we know, they've been fading, and they have been pummeled in first halves as well. Number 20 in net efficiency rating in first frames in the month of March. So pulled all together, Memphis minus six first half line at home against Golden State, minus 110 at FanDuel. Vader, follow.
Memphis is not going up against anybody. Nobody's going to be playing for the Warriors. You already talked about Steph, but Klay's probably not going to play. Draymond Green's not going to play. Otto Porter Jr. is not going to play. Kerr may go out and play. I mean, they don't have anybody.
He may not even coach. He'll just give it to the assistants.
Geez. That's got to be one of those, like when Popovich gets himself tossed in the first quarter, you can tell that he's just got a good bottle of wine that he's just ready to go enjoy. And he's like, screw it. Somebody else coach this game. I'm bored. Kerr may just not show up. Just go hang out on Beale Street, you know, listen to some good blues music. That's what he should be doing instead of bothering with this game if he's not going to play anybody. Final game of a five-game road trip, he's just going to rest everybody. Memphis is going to smoke him. I'll give you an early bonus time right now. Take the over on Memphis for 30.5 points in the first quarter. I'll cash. And by the way, it's juiced to the under right now. On DraftKings, you can get the over 30.5 first quarter points for Memphis at a minus 105. So there's an early bonus time. If you just want to cash some early tickets between the first quarter and the first half, we got you covered.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Against a motley crew, Memphis should roll the Warriors. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in random college basketball tournaments. Plus, bonus time in the NHL and the NBA.
Number two.
All right, let's get to the College Basketball Classic Invitational Challenge Cup, whatever the hell they're calling it, with some obscure teams that a lot of people aren't familiar with. But let's go down to the dirty south. And I am going to take the under on Coastal Carolina and South Alabama at 137.5. Pick your poison, whatever book you want, because that's the universal number right now, and it's all the same juice. Minus 110. I yanked this bad boy from FanDuel. You look at Coastal, one of the better defensive teams at the mid-major level here over the last month, and over their last three in this tournament, they have given up just 29.7% along the arc, 0.950. That's it in terms of points per possession. Now, they have been playing at a brisk pace, number 65 in that category the month of March, compared to USA, as South Alabama, number 283 in pace. And I do worry a little bit about the Jaguars' lack of defense, as they've given up 1.150 points per possession in their last three. But I'm hoping that the Jags kind of dig in their claws with this pace, keep it more in a half-court setting, and knowing the defensive chops of the Chanticleers, those fighting cocks, will prevent us from having to sweat out this under at 137.5. So fade or follow, Lundy. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers taking on South Alabama and the Jaguars. The total 137.5, minus 110 at FanDuel.
Man, you are such a degen.
Hey, you know what? Slim pickings, man. I got to find something. The NBA, all the NBA does is take $100 bills out of my pocket. So I'd rather bet on this, like, fringy world of college basketball with a somewhat of a sense of familiarity, and I'll inevitably get this wrong, too.
Okay. All right. I'm going to roll with you just because you're enough of a degen that you actually looked into all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give two craps about this damn tournament. Like, I honestly don't care. And you're about to do it back to back, which is just like a head scratcher to me. But okay.
Let's do it.
You want to roll with, fine. You want to roll with this, something about points per possession, and you're chanting USA on, sure. Okay. I'll roll. I have no idea what you're talking about with these two teams. I'm over it with made up basketball tournaments.
Well, you know what? Just do it for America, damn it. Take the under in Coastal Carolina and South Alabama.
Number one.
All right, let's get back to this college basketball classic and another matchup that Lundy does not give two craps about, but who cares? It's basketball, and it's something we can bet on. Give me the Thunderbirds, the fabulous Thunderbirds, plus 8 on the road, because you play in your home venues in this exercise, at Fresno State, -110 at DraftKings. And Lundy knows a little bit about Fresno because they played the Mountain West Conference, which really hurt my parts. This NCAA tournament with them going over with four teams in the dance. But regardless, I do like Southern Utah here. You know, catching the points is just too many. In the month of March, the T-Birds are number 46 in college basketball, an effective field goal percentage offense. Meanwhile, Fresno, number 210 in overall offensive efficiency. John Knight III will prove to be Excalibur in this tilt against the Bulldogs if they limit the turnovers and win inside, which I think they'll be able to do. They're shooting 56.5% inside the arc, as Fresno has not played particularly good defense here down the home stretch. So put it all together, I think Fresno gets the win, but I think more importantly, Southern Utah gets the cover here, +8, -110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Whatever. Seriously.
Do it for John Knight III.
I'll tell you what. My preferred bet in this game, if you're actually going to go D-gen on me and have me bet on the basketball classic tournament cup challenge, is to actually take the over with this one, which sits at 136.5. As you said, defense, Bulldogs not exactly doing a whole lot of it. And yep. So far, in their first couple of games of this made-up tournament, they're hitting the over. So I think the fact that we're not seeing a whole heck of a lot of defense, they've scored 157 and 151 over the course of the last couple of games that they played. So I'm going to go with the over sitting at 136.5. If you think they're going to cover, sure, I'll give that one to you. You go ahead. I'm just going to pay attention to the total, because I think these guys are just going to wind up scoring, because you're getting to the point in the year where they're like, okay, are we done yet? Can I go hang out on campus and get in trouble with my girlfriend? Like, whatever. I think these guys are just over this tournament, ready to go home. Fresno State, just defense optional. They'll hit the over with this one at 136.5.
And I tell you what, a little early bonus time. I kind of like Southern Utah, the over 64.5 team total.
There you go. See, yeah. Told you. Yeah. We can find something to bet on, damn it.
Yeah, well, we got to get her somehow through this next few days until we get to the Final Four. Although we have NIT action tomorrow. So there will be some, brand name schools that you're familiar with.
Teams we've actually heard of.
Yes, and we will have all of that dissected in a number of different ways. I may have to bet it like four different times in order to fill our podcast. But regardless, we got some more bets in, and we got to get more on the board. It's bonus time. What else you got for me, Lundy?
Let me give you one more on the ice tonight. We continue to fade the Arizona Coyotes as the season is coming to an end. The Edmonton Oilers on the money line are a -390, but on the puck line at the -1.5, I can bring that down to a -145, which is much more palatable for me. Don't overthink this one. Edmonton at home, better team. Coyotes just trying to skate out the rest of the season and be done. So I'm going to take Edmonton. I'm going to lay the puck line in that one. Like I said, it brings the juice way down for me to -145. Might even want to cross sport parlay that with something else.
Oh, all right. Let's get in another couple of player props in the NBA that I'm digging tonight. I will take the over at Nikola Jokic, 20.5 rebounds plus assists against Charlotte. You look at Jokic, he's actually been under this in six of his last eight. But the last time he faced the Hornets, he had 21 rebounds. He got this alone in boards and five dimes. That was way back just before Christmas on December 23rd. You look at Charlotte in the month of March. They have allowed the fifth most assists per game to opponents and rank inside the top half and most rebounds per game allowed. So I know that the recency is pointing in another direction. I think Jokic gets to 21 combined rebounds and assists. That's at -130 right now at FanDuel. And then one more I'll throw out at you. Jakob Poeltl of the San Antonio Spurs, I'll take the over on 8.5 rebounds against the Houston Rockets and -120 at BetMGM. He has been over this in six of his last eight, and against Houston in two prior matchups, went for 10 boards and 9 boards in those games. He's averaging 9.4 rebounds per game in the month of March, and Houston has allowed the fourth most rebounds per contest to the opposition over their last 15 games. And there you have it. That is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed The Noise.